Happy Sunday.
The content of our program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Hello, my name is Jim DeJunis, and the name of our program is Reflections. For the next 30 minutes, I'm going to be reading to you from the Holy Bible, as well as a daily devotional written by Sarah Young called Jesus Calling. Thank you very much for joining the North Carolina Renew Service program today. We hope you will find the next 30 minutes beneficial to your life, your soul, and your mind. Let us begin with prayer. Father, thank you. Thank you for the North Carolina Reading Service. Thank you for programs like this that help spread and share your holy word. Your word, Lord, is the source of life. Your word, Lord, is truth. Your word, Lord, is what we can count on when everything else fails. Father, we love you so very much, and we invite Jesus, your Holy Son, into our lives, into our hearts, and into our minds. May we embrace his teachings and his greatest command, which was to love you, God, with all our hearts, our minds, and souls. And you ask us to believe in him, to believe in him as the Savior of the world, that we may profess with our lips that Jesus is Lord and know in our hearts that you, Father, raised him from the dead. Thank you again for North Carolina Reading Service. Thank you for our audience. We thank you for our families and those we love and that love us. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. May 23rd. Sarah Young writes, approach each new day with desire to find me. Before you get out of bed, I have already been working to prepare the path that you will get through this day. There are hidden treasures strategically placed along the way. Some of the treasures are trials designed to shake you free from earth's shackles. Others are blessings that reveal my presence. Sunshine, flowers, birds, friendships, answered prayer. I have not abandoned this sin-wracked world. I am still richly present in it. Search for deep treasure as you go through this day. You will find me along the way. Two scriptures that support this. Isaiah 33:6 reads, he will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. And then Colossians 2, verses 2 through 3, my purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Amen, amen, amen. So if you were with us last week, you know that we began the book of Psalms, a book of approximately 150 chapters, each written, that would give praise, honor, and glory to God. David wrote roughly half of them, and then Moses wrote one or so, Solomon wrote a couple, and then about a third of them were anonymous. So we made it through the first 14 chapters. We're still in the first book of Psalms. There are five books in all. And the first book in which we're reading has to deal with creation, sin, and redemption. And that kind of summarizes the book of Genesis, which we read earlier this year. So let's go ahead and continue on our journey in the book of Psalms with chapter 15, and this is written by David. Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill? He whose walk is blameless and who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart and has no slander on his tongue, who does his neighbor no wrong and casts no slur on his fellow man, who despises a vile man, but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps his oath even when it hurts, who lends his money without usury, and does not accept a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will never be shaken. chapter 16, written by David. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who will increase, who run after other gods, I will not pour out their libations of blood or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure. Because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with the joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Chapter 16, verse 11. You have made known to me the path of life. What a beautiful verse. We've all have been exposed to that path of life. And that path of life is Jesus Christ. If you believe that, then you can write these very same things that David has written. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. If you truly understand God's love for you, his love to the point where he gave his only son to be sacrificed because he loves you so much that he wants a communion with you, then you, yes, you understand the path of life. And the fact that you're listening to this program right now means that he's calling you. He's asking you to partake in that. Please consider that if you haven't already. Please accept Jesus into your life as your Lord and Savior. Profess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and know in your hearts that God raised him from the dead. Chapter 17, written by David. Hear, O Lord, my righteous plea. Listen to my cry. Give ear to my prayer. It does not rise from deceitful lips. May my vindication come from you. May your eyes see what is right. Though you probe my heart and examine me at night, though you test me, you will find nothing. I have resolved that my mouth will not sin. As for the deeds of men, by the word of their lips, I have kept myself away from the ways of the violent. My steps have not held to your paths. My feet have not slipped. Excuse me. Verse 5, I'm going to reread that. My steps have held to your path. My feet have not slipped. I call on you, O God, for you will answer me. Give ear to me and hear my prayer. Show the wonder of your great love, you who save by your right hand, those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who assail me, from my mortal enemies who surround me. They close up their callous hearts, and their mouths speak with arrogance. They have tracked me down. They now surround me with eyes alert to throw me to the ground. They are like a lion hungry for prey, like a great lion crouching in cover. Rise up, O Lord, confront them, bring them down, rescue me from the wicked by your sword. O Lord, by your hand, save me from such men, from men of this world whose reward is in this life. You still the hunger of those who cherish, their sons have plenty, and they store up wealth for their children. And I, in righteousness, will see your face when I awake. I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness. Chapter 18. The author is David. This is a rather long chapter. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from his enemies. The cords of death entangle me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. the snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. The earth trembled and quaked. The foundations of the mountains shook. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils. Consuming fire came from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, the dark rain clouds of the sky. Out of the brightness of his presence, clouds advanced with hailstones and bolts of lightning. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot his arrows and scattered their enemies. Great bolts of lightning routed them. The valleys of the sea were exposed, and the foundations of the earth laid bare at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not done evil by turning from my God. All his laws are before me. I have not turned away from his decrees. I have been blameless before him and have kept myself from sin. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. To the faithful you show yourself faithful. To the blameless you show yourself blameless. To the pure you show yourself pure. But to the crooked you show yourself shrewd. You save the humble, but bring low those whose eyes are haughty. You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him, for all whose God besides the Lord. Verse 31 again. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except for God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the heights. He trains my hand for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You give me your shield of victory, and your right hand sustains me. You stoop down to make me great. You broaden the path beneath me so that my ankles do not turn. I pursue my enemies and overtook them. I did not turn back till they were destroyed. I crushed them so that they could not arise. They fell beneath my feet. You armed me with the strength for battle. You made my adversaries bow at my feet. You made my enemies turn their backs in flight, and I destroyed my foes. They cried for help, but there is no one to save them. To the Lord, but he didn't. They cried for help, but there was no one to save them. To the Lord, but he did not answer. I beat them as a fine as dust borne on the wind. I poured them out like mud in the streets. You have delivered me from the attacks of the people. You have made me the head of nations. People I did not know are subject to me. As soon as they hear me, they obey me. Foreigners cringe before me. They all lose heart. They come trembling from their strongholds. The Lord lives. Praise be to my rock. Exalted be God my Savior. He is the God who avenges me, who subdues nations under me, who saves me from my enemies. You exalted me from my foes. From violent men you rescued me. Therefore I will praise you among the nations, O Lord. I will sing your praises to your name. He gives his king great victories. He shows unfailing kindness to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever. Why does God listen to David and maybe not his foes? Why does God listen to David and not his foes? God does not listen to people that are against God. God does not listen to people who are godless. If they're godless, they know of God, and they still refuse to honor him, refuse to believe in him, refuse to humble themselves to him. And God does not reward that. And back in those days when David was king, there were several peoples that God just totally destroyed because he knew their hearts and their hearts were not his. And that's why God listened to David, because David, although a man who committed sin, although David, a man who was not perfect, he knew God, he loved God, and he tried to put God first in all that he did. He tried, not always successful. And that's what we should do. We should try to put God first in all things. And there are times we will not be successful. But there will be times we are. And God knows our heart. God knows where we put him. So put him first. Try to put him first. Chapter 19, written by David. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the works of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making the wise simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. They are more precious than gold. They are much more pure than gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. By keeping what? By keeping the Lord being perfect, by keeping his statutes, by keeping his laws, his precepts, his commands, fearing the Lord, keeping his ordinances. They're more precious than gold, sweeter than honey. And by them is your servant warned, and keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then will I be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Chapter 20. David is the author. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desires of your heart and make all your plans succeed. We will shout for joy when we are victorious, and we will lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He answers him from his holy heaven with the saving power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to the knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. O Lord, save the king. Answer us when we call. Chapter 21, written by David. O Lord, the king rejoices in your strength. How great is his joy and the victories you give. You have granted him the desire of his heart and have not withheld the requests of his lips. You welcomed him with rich blessings and placed a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked you for life and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. Through the victories you gave, his glory is great. You have bestowed on him splendor and majesty. Surely you have granted him eternal blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord through the unfailing love of the Most High. He will not be shaken. Your hand will lay hold on all your enemies. At the time of your appearing, you will make them like a fiery furnace. In his wrath, the Lord will swallow them up, and his fire will consume them. You will destroy their descendants from the earth, their posterity from mankind. Though they plot evil against you and devise wicked schemes, they cannot succeed. For you will make them turn their backs when you aim at them and with drawn bow. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your might. Chapter 22, also written by David. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from the words of my groaning? O my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer, by night, and am not silent. You are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. In you our fathers put their trust. They trusted, and you delivered them. They cried to you and were saved. In their trust in you they trusted and were not disappointed. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by men and despised by the people. All who seek me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. From birth I was cast upon you. From my mother's womb you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many bulls surround me. Strong bulls of Bashan encircle me. Roaring lions, tearing their prey, open their mouths wide against me. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart was turned to wax. It has melted away within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death. Dogs have surrounded me. A band of evil men have encircled me. They have pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. People stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing. What does that sound like, the last five or six verses? That is a prophecy of what happened to Jesus Christ. God did turn away from Jesus at that time. And there was a purpose and a reason so that we can have a Savior, so that we could have a sacrificed Savior, Jesus Christ. And he went into hell for 3 days. He went into hell for us, for you, for me, for our sins, for the sins of all humanity. And David, in his writing, 1,000 years before Christ was born, is prophesying this very, very act. Verse 19. But you, O Lord, be not far off. O my strength, come quickly to me to help me. Deliver my life from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dogs. Rescue me from the mouth of the lions. Save me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will declare your name to my brothers. In the congregation I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honor him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel. For he has not despised or disdained the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. From you comes the theme of my praise in the great assembly. Before those who fear you, I will fulfill my vows. The poor will eat and be satisfied. They will seek the Lord. They who seek the Lord will praise him. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the rich of the earth will feast and worship. All who go down to the dust will kneel before him. Those who cannot keep themselves alive. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord. They will proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, for he has done it. Chapter 23, the most famous of all the Psalms, written by David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, for I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Beautiful words, just beautiful words. I've read a book on the 23rd Psalm, a whole book, you know, several hundred pages, just on those six short verses. A whole book can be interpreted and discussed and debated. But please believe that the Lord is your shepherd. And if he is, there's nothing you should want. There's nothing. There's nothing else you need. God tells us in 2 Corinthians, he tells Paul, there's nothing you need. All you need is my grace. That's all you need. All you need is God's grace. He wants us to be quiet. He wants us to lie down. He wants to restore our souls. And that's where rest and peace and silence and alone time with God, that's where that happens. That's where we can be restored. That's how we are restored. Just a beautiful, beautiful chapter, chapter 23. Chapter 24, written by David. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false. He will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from the God his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O you gates, be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty, he is the King of glory. Well, we've run out of time for this week's program. Thank you for joining us again. We went through chapters 15 through 24, and next week we'll start up with chapter 25. I want to thank you for joining us here at Reflections. Be sure to listen to us next weekend. We hope you've enjoyed our program. My name again is Jim DeJunis, and I'm reading to you from the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. And may God bless you and those you love this day and every day.